We are pushing towards the end of Siman Tov Kuf Chaf Zayin. We are up to Seif Yud Zayin. The Gemara in Beitza Andaf, also Yud Zayin Amar Beis, right before the Mishnah, Amar Abaye. Naktinan, we hold, Hitchil Beisaso, V'ne'echal Eruvo, Gomer. You start making challah. You start making the dough. And it's Yontif, Erev Shabbos, Yontif going into Shabbos. I have my Erev Tavshilin, everything's set. I'm starting my preparations now, my cooking, my baking for Shabbos by Heter of the fact that I made an Erev Tavshilin. And I mix the flour and the water, whatever other ingredients go into making the dough. And then I realize, And then all of a sudden, the Erev Tavshilin disappears. All of a sudden, out of the corner of my eye, I see my son finishing up the hard-boiled egg that I had set aside for the Erev Tavshilin. So what's the halacha? So Abaye tells us he's gomer. He finishes. The question is, what does he finish? So the Tur quotes his father, the Rosh, and the Rosh says, Ika l'istapuke b'milsei d'Abaye. There's a big suffix in the words of Abaye. What does Abaye mean when he says gomer? Iboy l'meimer gomer isazu shehitchil. Is he telling us that you could finish this particular dough that you started? You started with this dough, you can finish it up, you can put it in the oven, you can finish off the job for this particular dough. Oh, Dilma, maybe Abaye is telling us that once I've started my Yontif preparations, once I started my Shabbos preparations, Beheter, through an Erev Tavshilin, even though the Erev Tavshilin disappears in the middle, not only can I finish this particular dough, I can finish all the Shabbos preparations that I had in mind to prepare on Yontif. Odim Dilma Gomer Kol Tzorchei Shabbos. And the Rush wants to say, V'chein Mashmi Lashon Abaye. It sounds like that from the Lashon of Abaye, because he says, if Abaye just meant that I could finish this particular dough, he should have said, Gomra, finish it. Why does he say Gomer? Gomer sounds like he can finish everything. And the Rosh concludes, Hadav or Shokul ad Yovo Moret Tzedek, that this is unresolved until Mashiach comes and answers the suffix. Now, there's a Rashi on the Rif, which does not appear on the Gemara. Rashi on the Rif has a Lashon of Yigmor HaKol, which they want to be Medayik means, like the second side of the Suffolk, he can finish all the Tzarchei Shabbos. The Ran over there on the Rif, Kanirea commenting on Rashi, well, I don't know, I shouldn't say that. I don't know how the Rashi on the Rif came about exactly, whatever. But anyway, the Ran writes, Tzorech Ian, Im Gomer Bahascholos Min Echo Kol Sha'ar Minin. So the Rosh and the Ran both have a big suffix. What does Abaye mean when he says Gomer? And it does sound like from the Rashi on the Rif, Yigmor HaKol, he can finish all the Tzorchei Shabbos. But on the original Mishnah at the beginning of the second Perek, when the Mishnah tells us that if the Erev Tavshilin gets lost or eaten, right, so he has to make sure there's still a Kezias left. So Rashi over there on the Mishnah, on our Mishnah, in our Gemara, on the first Mishnah says, Ochu Asha'ovad Kodem Shebisha Kol Tzorchei Shabbos. So it doesn't sound like the Rashi on the Rif. Sounds like you need the Erev Tavshilin to be around for Kol Tzorchei Shabbos. Let's see how the Shulchan Aruch deals with this. Seif Tov Kuf Chav Zayin Seif Yud Zayin. Hitchil Beisaso. He started the Isa, the dough, Beheter. He has an Erev Tavshilin. Next thing he knows, Ne'echal Ha'erev, the Erev Tavshilin gets eaten. Says the Mechaber, Gomer Osa Isa. he's allowed to finish that particular dough that he has already started. V'hu hadin, continues the Mechaber, im hizchel levashel, if he started cooking, shegomer oso hatavshel shitzchel, he can finish the dish that he started cooking. But the Mechaber is telling us he cannot go on and do all the whole menu, the whole Shabbos menu. Mishabur sifkat de memtez, hitzchel b'isoso, rak lalush, he just started kneading the dough, and then the Erev disappears, gomer lafosa. He is allowed to finish it and bake it. And same thing with the cooked dish. Sifkata nun, also a tavshil. Sorry. Afilu lo hinicha zayin etzel ha'esh. He didn't put it next to the fire yet. Rak shitzchebo, he just started putting together the ingredients. Kion shechotach roshe haliftos v'chadoyme. He's cutting up the vegetables. Gomer osolavasha. So once you start doing something, even though it's not something, you know, on the one hand you could say, hey, finish cooking, but you had to have started cooking. What does started cooking mean? Cooking usually involves a fire. So that's not what it's saying. Meaning, it's not, as long as you started this particular dish, even though you didn't do anything that might be usher at all, by way of Erev Tavshilim, but you started the dish, you're allowed to finish it, adasof, cook it, bake it, do whatever is supposed to be done to it, using the Erev Tavshilim that has already disappeared. Look at the Bir Halacha, Dibar Masa, Gomer Osa Isa. Ayin Beis Yosef Sharosh, Raran Nistapkubazen. There is something. The sasam of Machaber lahachmer the davka osa isa. The Machaber is going lachumra, right? There were two sides of the suffix in the rush and the ran. He can finish this particular dish, or he can, once he starts, he can really do everything. He can do the whole menu. So Machaber says very specifically, gomer osa isa, oso hatav shel shitzchel. He can finish that particular thing that he started. Skip down three lines. It's the last line on the page. Okay, yesh makila baze, those that are makil, habirki yose, vishim adradvaz, shim hitcha osa kol trochov. Now, once he starts a dish, he can really finish the whole menu. Hold on. V'chein talmido ashitu mekubetze, shediek mi perish Rashi, he's medayik in Rashi. Rashi writes, hitcha lesaknov. For the afosa, you started to fix it, to prepare it, to bake it. Gomer hakol. V'diyek eshita mekubetzes shekavanotzo shegomer avshar tavshila. What does it mean, gomer hakol? He wants to say gomer hakol means finish the entire menu. Okay, now, uberashi shilefaninu eino kotzuvze. This does not appear in our Rashi. Ki berashi sheberif. This only appears in Rashi on the Rif. Ukefi hanir eshe gam lifnei haran haya girsa zu ubashinu iksas. The Ran also had a similar girsa in the Rashi over there. Okay, afil hochi nistapek al shar tavshilin. Meaning when Rashi says gomer hakol, it could be all the preparations that are needed for this particular dish, or it could be finish the whole menu. So that's the suffix of the Ran. Skip down all the way to the bottom of this Bir Halacha. Mikol Makom said, last few lines of the Bir Halacha, he says, Mikol Makom nearly. The cave on the Beraivid. Mashma lehedyele iser. It's clear from the Raivid that it's aser. The chay mashma osa rambam vanios daiti vechanal. So the part that we skipped is the whole diun, whole shir klali, and how to understand the Rambam, because the Rambam is not so clear. But the Bir Halacha wants to say that the Rambam himself also is machmir. V'chein b'ra'avan hamuva b'karban asana. V'chein hu b'loshin Rashi in the Mishnah. Ein nochon lozuz mitzaka shulchan aruch v'achronim. And therefore, even though there are mekilim, but halacha l'maisa says to be halacha, one should not be more mekil than the shulchan aruch, which is the machmir, really, in the sugya, that you're allowed to finish the particular dish, the particular dough that you started, but you can't go on to do more than that. Okay, that is Sif Yud Zayin. Sif Yud Ches. Afa v'lo bishel. He baked, but he didn't cook. O bishel v'lo afa. Or he cooked, but he didn't bake. Mishnah Berurah tells us, Okay, that's first see some machab, but then we'll go look at the Mishabah. So far it tells us if he cooked but didn't, if he baked but didn't cook, cooked, didn't bake. V'nechal ha'erev o'ova. It means he did some of the preparations for Shabbos, and then he lost the Erev. Ma shenasa beheter, that which he did beheter, afilu niskavim balatorach yontif, even if that which he cooked was really supposed to be eaten on yontif that day, like cooking Friday morning, they made food for yontif, and then at the end of the yontif preparations, they see, oh, the Erev Tavshilin disappeared, now what are we going to do? How are we going to make food for Shabbos? Yochul anichol Shabbos, the food I made this morning for yontif, while I had an Erev Tavshilin, I could save for Shabbos. And now I could start, again, from scratch, cooking for the yontif meal. Ulevasha mikam ve'elach le'yontif. Let's see the Mishabur Yosef Katun and Av. Kan bro lashmino din chadash. The Machabir is teaching us a new din. The kishenevar ha'erev kodem sudas yontif. When the erev gets lost before the yontif suda, yachol ha'ashem ha'shebisho b'yontif l'torach yom tov atzmo the Shabbos. That which they baked yontif morning, which was really supposed to be for yontif, and the Shabbos they were going to bake, they were going to cook later, but then they lost the erev tavshilin. So they're allowed to take the yontif food that they made this morning and save it for Shabbos. The kevan the bishlam b'shosha ha'erev kayam, since when he made the food for yontif, the erev was in existence. V'hoya yachol l'vashlam b'shabbos, he could have cooked in the morning for Shabbos if he wanted to, but he wanted to make food for yontif. So Masha kivim em b'tzor yontif, the fact that his kavana was that this food should be eaten on yontif, lo hifsi b'zeh, he doesn't lose by that. The yachol ashir on the Shabbos, he could save the food that was cooked in the morning when he still had the erev tavshilin, save it for Shabbos, even though that was not his original intention. And now start cooking. Once you lost your erev tavshilin, now you can cook for yontif. I don't need an erev tavshilin to cook on yontif for the same day for yontif. But after he lost the Erev, then he made a few dishes for Yontif. That is Eino Yochol Hashil Shabbos. That is not allowed to say for Shabbos. Ulevash Lachel and Tzarch Yontif. And then make other food for Yontif. The Ha'aromahu, that's a Ha'aromah. Only that which when the Erev was around, he could have made it for Shabbos, but he was making it for Yontif. But the Erev was around, that food he could save for Shabbos. But that which got after the Erev Tavshilin got lost, even though he's baking for Yontif, that he can't decide to save for Shabbos. So, yes, so Tavshilin Yontif. Because he has food for Yontif, and he's not allowed to say that for Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah cut the Nun Beis, Obisha V'la'ofa, Haloshen Eino Meduktok. The lashon in the mechaber is a little bit vague, a little bit not so precise, I guess. The mechaber phrases it: he cooked and didn't bake, baked didn't cook. But that's not really what's going on over here. Hu hadin im afa ubishel v'rak shalotzar Shabbos. It doesn't matter which one he did; they're both the same. He did some cooking and baking for yontif with an erev tavshilin. And now he wants to bake for Shabbos. He said, oh, I lost my Erev Tavshilin. Now I can't bake for Shabbos. But the stuff that I baked for Yontif while I had the Erev Tavshilin, I can save for Shabbos. And now I can start baking for Yontif. Mishra Yosef Kotin, Nun Gimel L'Anichol the Shabbos. I can leave it for Shabbos when I had the Erev Tavshilin. Aval L'Anichol L'Chol B'chei Agavna. But to say, oh, now I'm going to save it for Yom Chol, for Sheva Brachos I'm making next week. Ulevash L'Acheim L'Tzach Yontif. That's Aser V'chatnal. Says the Shara Tzion Ois Ayin Vav that is Pashut. The Logam Shabbos Aser Imlo Mashabisha B'Shosha Erev Kayim. The only thing you can say for Shabbos is that which he made for Yontif while there was an Erev. If there would be no Erev, no. So Ulechol Lo Shayach. That's certainly not Shayach for Yom Chol. So he certainly can't save it for Chol. That would be Aharama, and that would be Aser. That is Sif Yud Ches. If Yud Tes, okay, Yud Tes is a Leibedik Asif. Okay, we'll start with the tour and we'll work our way backwards. The tour writes, Mi Shalo Erev, someone who did not make an Erev Tavshilin, Oser Lahadlik Ner Shal Shabbos. If he didn't make an Erev Tavshilin, he's not allowed to light the Shabbos candles, which he's going to be lighting on Yontif, the Tzorech Shabbos. The Torah writes, if he didn't make an Erev Tavshilin, so he's not allowed to prepare. Okay, well, tomorrow we'll do Sifchaf, we'll discuss what, bottom line, what does someone do if he's stuck? But the Pashtus, if he didn't make an Erev, so then he can't prepare, he can't cook, he can't bake, he can't do different malachas on Yontif for Shabbos. Says the Torah, he cannot light the Shabbos candles, which are going to be lit on Yontif for the Tzarech Shabbos, if he did not make an Erev Tavshilin. Comes along the Beis Yosef and the Bach on the side of the Torah, and they both say, this is the Torah of the Shitaso. And the Torah is going, the Shitaso Ulashitas Aviv Harosh, which is, we saw back in Sif Yud Beis, that the Nusach of the Erev Tavshilin includes Ladluke Shraga, that you're going to be, you're with this Erev, I am hereby able to cook, bake, insulate, and light candles. So, the fact that it's in the Nusach of the Erev Tavshilin, according to the Rosh and the Tur, shows that it's crucial, and you need an Erev Tavshilin in order to light those candles. And if you don't have an Erev Tavshilin, then you're not allowed to light those candles. Continues the Beis Yosef and the Bach. But according to the Rif and the Rambam, who don't have that in the Nusach of the Rif and the Rambam is only La'afuye Ulivashule, to cook and to bake. It doesn't say anything about lighting candles. According to the Rif and the Rambam, says the Beis Yosef and the Bach, a person, even if he didn't make an Erev Tavshilin, he could still light the Shabbos candles on Yontif without an Erev. You see the fact that it's not in the Nusach that you don't need an Erev to light the candles. This is the Torah. This is the Beis Yosef and the Bach explaining that Lishitasam. If it's in the Nusach, it means it's crucial, and without the Erev, you can't light the candles. If it's not in the Nusach, then you don't need an Erev, and you can light the candles without an Erev. Let's see the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Si'if Yud Tov Kuf Chof Zayin Si'if Yud Tes Mi Shelo Erev. Whoever didn't make an Erev, someone who didn't make an Erev, Mutter Lahadik Ner Shel Shabbos, he is allowed to light the Shabbos candles on Yontif anyway. V'yesh Osrin. So the Stam, the Iker opinion of the Mechaber, is that he's allowed to light the candles. Then he brings that as the Yesh Osrin. Now, based on what we would just learn, that makes sense. Because the Rif and the Rambam have a Nusach of, only, they don't have lighting candles in the Nusach. And therefore, the way the Beis Yosef understands the sugya, if it's not in the Nusach, then you don't need an Erev Tavshilin for it. So he's going Kedarko B'Kodesh, like the Rif and the Rambam against the Rosh. No problem. I mean, it's a little bit interesting, I just thought of this question right now, that the Mechaber himself does put Ladluke Shraga into the Nusach. I just thought of that kasha right now. That's interesting. Okay. Let's keep going. Now, the Magen Avraham over here, and the Gra seems to hold like the Magen Avraham, because he says, I in Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says like this. The fact that the Mechaber wants to bring down the Iker Shita is that it's mutter to light the Shabbos candles on Yontif, for that an Erev Tavshilin, Ze Chiddush HaBeis Yosef Midaito. This is the Chiddush of the Beis Yosef, going Beshitas HaRif HaRambam, who don't have the Nusach of Ladluke Shraga in the Nusach of the Erev Tavshilin. However, says the Magen Avraham, V'li Nireh, the two are not related. Nehem Sovrim, he wants to say, the Rif and the Rambam also say that you need an Erev Tavshilin to light the candles. You don't have to mention it in the Nusach, because it's not from the Iker Malachas, Iker HaSeudah. Iker HaSeudah is cooking and baking. The Kol Shar Mili Guriri Basrayu. Everything else is dragged along, is schlepped along with the Afia and the Bishul. But it's not that you don't need an Erev. You do need an Erev Tavshilin to light candles. It's just not part of the Nusach, because it's dragged along with Afia u Bishul. And therefore, the Magen Avraham wants to say, wants to disagree very strongly with the Mechaber, who soys him, who gives the Stam opinion that it's Mutter, and then just says V'yesh Oshen, and lines it up as a Machlekes, Rif Rambam versus the Rush, says no, says the Magen Avraham, and the Gra seems to agree, that the Rif and the Rambam agree with, let's say, the tour. They agree that without an Erev Tavshin, you can't light candles. The fact that it's not part of the Nusach does not mean that it's not necessary. You need an Erev Tavshin to light candles. You just don't need to verbalize Lazuke Shraga because it's Nigra, it's included in the Ikra Seuda, which is cooking and baking. The Magen Avraham points out that's how the Rosh holds, that's how the Yamshel Shlomo holds, that's how Rov Poskim hold, and the Gra sends you to the Magen Avraham. So, Kanirah, that's how the Gra holds as well. Let's see how the Mishnah Berurah presents this. Again, the Mechaber says, Mi Shelo Erav Mutter Lahavik Ner Shel Shabbos V'yesh Osrim. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Nun Dalim Mutter Lahadlik. Why are you allowed to light candles without an Erev Tavshilin? The Lahadlokas and Erev ain't Tarech Erev. You don't need an Erev Tavshilin to light candles, according to this opinion. Ula Deyazu, and according to this opinion, ain't Omrim Benusuch Bahadin Eruba Laduke Shraga. It's funny, the Mishnah is like going the other direction. The Beis Yosef went, they're going from two different directions. But okay. You don't need an Erev Tavshilin in order to light candles. And therefore, I guess, whichever way you want to go, in the Nusach of Bahadin Eruba, you're not going to talk about lighting candles. Sharatzi and Ois Ayin Zayin, this is the Beis Yosef, B'Shem, Rif, V'Rambam. Shalohe V'Yuzah, B'Nusach Shalahem, they didn't bring down the Luke Shraga in their Nusach, and the Beis Yosef understands that therefore you don't need an Eretz of Shilin at all to light candles. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Nun Hey, the Yesh Osrim explains the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Nun Hey, Harbe Achronim Eskimu De'ike Kadeyazu. Many Achronim go with this opinion that it's also like candles without an Erev Tavshilin. Ulakach Anu Omrim Benusach Bahadin Eruva Gamma Duke Shraga. And that's why we have in our Nusach also to light candles. The Gamzen Nitra Deha Eruv. What allows you to light the candles for the Shabbos candles on Yantif is the Eruv. Ela, but the Miniach Eruv lo Omar. If he made the Eruv, but he didn't verbalize, he left out those two words. Hilad Luke Shraga ain Asa b'di'evin. B'di'evin, it's not going to be Asa to light the candles if you made an Eruv Tavshilin, but didn't say the words Laduke Shraga. The Memeila Nigra Gamzek, because the Shabbos candles are schlepped along, are dragged along, are brought along by the Lashon of Afia and Bishel. Avalim Lohiniach Klal, but if he didn't leave an Erev Tavshilin at all, then it's going to be Asa to light the candles. Virak, this we'll discuss at length tomorrow, Ner Echo Mutu Lahadik Bechol Ofen. Chazal, we're a little bit lenient. If a guy's stuck, they let him, you know, bake one challah, cook one dish maybe, light one candle, the bare minimum, so he shouldn't be left out in the cold, in the dark, without food for Yontif, for Shabbos. Continues, hold on, let's see the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan, Sharat Tzion Ois Ayin Ches. This is the Magen Avraham, we know, Chemed Moshe Chayadim V'Agraz. Continues the Sharat Tzion on the bottom, Ois Ayin Ches. Second line. Well, the Magen Avraham, Gam HaRif Moideh. The Magen Avraham holds that the Rif agrees with the Psak that it's Asur to light candles without an Erev. Ela de Memela Nigrar. No, yes, okay. The Magen Avraham holds, the Rif agrees that you're not allowed to light candles without an Erev Tavshilin. So why does he not have the Nusach of Luke Shraga? The Memeila Nigra, because it's dragged along with the other things. You don't need to mention it in the Nusach, but it doesn't mean that you don't need the Erev for the candle lighting. The Chay Muchach Meha Grosh and Maskim Imo. The Grosh says, I am Magen Avraham. Mikomakom b'avoy this hakodesh mevor diyesh esfir lei she'ein tach klal le'er the inyan lokas nevotza. There are even Rishonim who hold that Lamaisa you do not need an Erev Tavshil at all for the candle lighting. The Chayin is Yodei Zubaran. Udelo Kudamashim and Magid Avram Shein Cholik. Magid Avram wants to say everyone holds that you need an Erev Tavshilin to light candles. Some have it in the Nusach, some don't, but you for sure need the Erev Tavshilin. And the Sharat Tzion says, no, there are, it's mentioned in the Ran, there is an Avodas HaKodesh, there is such a Shita in Rishonim. I think the Iker point of the Magen Avraham is it's not Mukhrach. Just because you don't have it in the Nusach doesn't mean you don't need an Erev Tavshilin. Okay. Weiter. Continues the Mishnah Berurah Sifkata Nun Hei. V'yesh mekilin k'dei rishona l'hadik kol asherotze. They're those that are making like the first opinion, even without an Erev Tavshilin, to light as many candles as they want. However, l'chatchila, that's not the way to do things. Nachon, the proper way to do it, sheyakni l'acherim heimadikilo o yistapek b'ner echad. The proper way to do it is either, what we'll learn tomorrow in Bezrat Hashem and Sif Chaf, is that when you don't have an Erev Tavshilin, there's two options available that Chazal gave you. One is you could make do with the bare minimum, light one candle. So over here, you didn't do an Erev Tavshilin, really you should just light one candle. The other option is to, with a kinyan, give over either the raw ingredients or the candles to the neighbor, let the neighbor cook, bake, light the candles, and then the neighbor can give it back to you. Okay, so that's what you do when you don't have an Erev Tavshilin and you're stuck. So says the Mishnah Berurah, instead of just going with the Mekel Shita, which he says Yesh Mekilin K'dei Rishona, and the fact that they don't have an Erev Tavshilin, they'll light as many candles as they want, that's not really proper. There are, as we just learned the whole sugya, there's many who hold that it's aser. And to connect those two, whoever doesn't have the Nusach hold its mutter, the Magen Avraham and the Gra disagree with vehemently. And therefore, it's better to either only have one candle or make a kinyan and give it to the neighbor, not just to be makel and assume that and hold that you don't need an Erev Tavshilin to light the Shabbos candles. Now, look at the Sharat Tzion Ois Pei. On the Yesh Mekilin, he quotes the Bach, Riki Yosef, Shekei Nagu Ha'olam, that the minig is to be Mako. But then he says, L'chatchila, that's not the right way to do it. Look at Sharatin Ois Pei Aleph. Sharatin Ois Pei Aleph, the call HaRishonim Achmirim Bazeh. All Rishonim Amachmir. It's interesting, because he just told us that the Avodas HaKodesh and the Ran bring down Rishonim, would disagree. But he means Rubam Kukulam of the Rishonim Amachmir. Toisus in Beitza, Davchav Beis, Mefurish says that it's Aser. Svilo, Dimraklu, Hizkir, even if you made an Erev Tavshilin, but you didn't say that, look, Eshraga, you can't light candles. The Rosh holds that the Erev Tavshilin is crucial to light candles. The Ritzba, B'Shem Rashi, B'Tshuva. Uv'Shem, Go'oinim, and his Kavanah, and the Go'oinim is the Bahag. Huva, V'Or Zarua. V'Rav, V'Rav Amagi, B'Shem HaRashba. Shera'ui lomar the nusach of adluke shraga. V'chenu gam da'as ha'mi'iri v'akolbo. Ela. D'ha'amira eino ma'ake b'di'evet lididu. According to some of these Rishonim, you don't need, he said, all these Rishonim hold that you need the Erev Tavshilin in order to light the candles. Ela ma. The Amira ainu ma'ake b'di'evet lididu b'di'evet. If you didn't say the Amira of Luke Shraga, you made an Erev Tavshilin. You just didn't say Luke Shraga. That's going to be good enough. Why is that good enough? Or one could say, why do you not even need to say it? Perhaps la mi'iri ubechal afia ubishel. The mi'iri holds that lighting candles is an extension of afia ubishel. Why? Shehi ayidei havara huadin hadlaka. How do you cook? How do you bake? There's a transferring of fire. It's the same malacha, the same pu'ula, on some level, that's done with lighting the candles. So it's part and parcel. It's one and the same. That candle lighting is connected to cooking and baking. It's all part of the same thing. The kolbo holds that it's included in the words lameba kol tzarchana. So we spoke out last week, like the Taz has a whole arichos. What does lameba kol tzarchana add? Because we'll see tomorrow again. We saw the Rama already in Sifchav. We'll see it again tomorrow. That if you just say Lemei Bakotzachana and don't single out any Malachas to Ramos, it's worthless. It's not an Erev Tavshilin at all. Okay, but once you have Afi Ubishal, you have a Shem Erev Tavshilin, and then Lemei Bakotzachana will include the other things that are not as crucial. The Im Kain concludes the Sharatin the Chatzchila Al Kolpanim Toiv LaHachmir in Lo Hiniach Erev. He didn't make an Erev. Don't just say that it's Mutter, because most Rishonim are Machmir. He should either make do with one candle, or he should give it to the neighbor, let the neighbor light the candles for him, and bring it over. It could be he could do it in his own house. He could give it to bring the neighbor over to his house. The neighbor makes a kinyan on the candles, and then can light them for him. I think I saw last night the Aruch HaShulchan in this discussion. He just was, it's funny, he like downplays the whole thing. It's such a beautiful, juicy, exciting sugya. And he just like, I don't know, he just says, at the end of Yontif, it's already starting to get dark. Let's say Shkia is at 5 o'clock. So 4 o'clock already, you know, the sun's not around somewhere. It's already starting to get dark. So if you're lighting, so he says, if you're lighting, quote unquote, Shabbos candles at the end of Yontif, just don't call it Shabbos candles. Just say, I'm lighting Yontif, it's Yontif, it's getting dark in the house, I have every right to light candles right before Shkia because now it's dark in my house, so I'm lighting candles now for Yontif, and Mimela, I'll have the candles for Shabbos. I don't know if you can make a bracha of Lahadik National Shabbos, whatever, okay, I don't know. I have to go look at it again, I'm not sure. Okay, but that is Siman, Tov Kuf Chav Zayin, Sif Yud Zayin, Yud Ches, and Yud Tes.